Over the next couple of days, high school football teams in South Dakota will fill openings for next week's state championship games in Vermilion. 28 teams in the seven classes are one step away from the Dakota Dome. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports, Baltic High School looks to continue an unbeaten season.
There's one thing you have to hand to the Baltic Bulldogs. No one has given them anything this year. The Bulldogs played 8 regular season games. 7 of their opponents made the playoffs this year. And Baltic has defeated every opponent this season under the direction of head coach Jason Eberson.
I was very proud of the boys. We've worked awful hard and kind of exceeded our own expectations. But now that we really believe that we can go the whole way. So hopefully we can get things done yet for 2 more games.
The Bulldogs defeated Mount Vernon Plankinton in Monday's quarterfinal game in Baltic. They won on the strength of 2 players running for more than 100 yards. Eberson says the team has a goal of a more balanced offense.
Oh, my goodness, yes. We've been trying to work on our passing more the last couple games, but we've had so much success with controlling the ball and running the ball that we haven't had to pass a lot. We're trying to get a little bit more balance.
Saturday afternoon, Baltic heads to Webster to play the undefeated Bearcats. That Northeast South Dakota program has a tradition of successful football with several deep playoff runs and a state championship trophy from 2000. Eberson knows his team has a lot to handle on Saturday.
Well, I don't know. We've been watching film on them, and what a nice-looking team. To tell you the truth, when I watch them, I see a lot of our own team. They're pretty diversified. They have a nice-looking backfield. They have their line. Looks like they do a really good job in their fundamentals. I haven't seen a lot of chinks in their armor yet.
Baltic and Webster are scheduled for a 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. The winner plays for the 9AA championship against Stanley County or Gregory. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbolt.